You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Matthew chapter 12 and 13. Well, today we're in chapter 12. You're going to hear a sermon I just preached yesterday. This will be part one of the sermon. It's entitled The Return of the Demon. What a title, huh? At a theater near you. No, even worse, because that's make-believe. This is the return of the demon, but this is a true story. This is what happens once God cleans house on a person by His grace. When the smoke clears and you can think and hear clearly and make a decision for Christ, you see, that's not a mistake you get in there. God's helped you and has put you there, and He's swept house. He's cleaned house, and now you've got X amount of time to make a choice and a decision for Jesus Christ. That's where we're at here today with this message today, and we'll be looking at the parable of the four soils here coming up later in the week. As promised this week, The Return of the Demon. Based on that title alone, it sounds good. Based on that title alone, it's guaranteed to be listened to around the world on my podcast, because people are fascinated with angels and demons. Now, before we move on to chapter 13 in our main study, I promised Pastor Darren last week that I wouldn't skip over this.
And if you're fascinated with angels and demons, then I warn you to take heart, or take this threat to heart here today. Because the Lord Jesus is going to give you a dire warning of what will happen if you refuse to make a decision for Christ while you have a clear mind and have come to your senses. Because there's a reason that you have a clear mind today. And there's a reason that you've come to your senses here today. There's a reason that you've come to your senses today. Because the Spirit of God has prepared you to receive the gospel. And He has removed the hindrance from you, enabling you to see and hear clearly and to call on the name of the Lord. Now, as I've told you before, church, that when God leads you to share Christ with someone, He's already done the work in advance. You know, like my wife was taking someone around here yesterday. Someone who drives a car for one of these automobile places. And she was led, she gave him a Bible, prayed for him. And that was a meeting. It was just made in heaven. But you see, God's already dealing with that person in advance. And he's swept the house clean. Otherwise, he would want no part of what you had to say to him. I believe that the grace of God will sweep and clean every house for a time. And you can see clearly, it's just like the drunk or the drug addict when they wake up and they can finally see clearly. Even the prodigal son, it says when he came to his senses, he says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back home. Everyone has got a time, and it's due to the grace of God, where you can see and think and hear clearly because God swept your house. He swept your house, swept it clean. Now, they're ready to hear your message or my message. The house is swept clean. The demons that occupied them in the past are gone, and now you can hear and see. Now, we're in Matthew chapter 12. We're going to get just a little look here at verse 43. Glad to see so many souls in agreement with that. That's what the Lord showed me this week, preparing for this message. I've never taken a lot of time to sink my teeth into this for a week. And that's what He showed me this week. It's due to His grace. He sweeps every house clean that hasn't made a decision yet for Christ. Now, Matthew 12, 43. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest and finds none. Now, Jesus does that. And He did that all the time. One third of His ministry was doing exactly that. Casting out demons. But once the demon is gone, what are you going to do? What are you going to fill the empty space with? Again, the Lord showed me this week in my studies that He still does the same thing today. He still cleans house today. And it's up to you to decide what you're going to fill your house with. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, immediately you're baptized by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And like the title of this sermon, The Return of the Demon, when he returns, he's going to find guess who? Right, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got a sign around your neck that says, no vacancy. That's right, give glory to God. No vacancy. Your house won't be empty anymore. But for everyone who refuses the call on Jesus while they can think clearly, might be moments, might be days, might be weeks, might be until you hit the end of this parking lot. I don't know. I'm not God. I don't know. But if you can think clearly today, now is the acceptable time to make a decision for Jesus Christ. This is why I'm here today. To help you decide now is the day, whether or not in this church or whether or not on the radio here at this Monday morning at 10 after 7, now is the acceptable time to receive Jesus Christ. You don't know if you're going to make it home for dinner tonight. Now, when you can think clearly, look what happens to everyone who refuses to act in that moment when they're thinking clearly. The return of the demon, verse 44. Look at the first three words. You'd think it's General MacArthur. He says, I will return to my house. That's you! The return of the demon, he's coming back again. There's a sequel that's going to go on in you. If you don't stop and receive Jesus Christ here today and hang that no vacancy sign on you. I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him, in other words, I'll be right back. Don't do anything. Don't go away. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And don't think he means by that that he's just going to count up to seven and stop. Seven's a significant number in the Bible. What does it mean? It's completeness, totality. Not just seven. When he says forgive someone seven times or 77, it's an infinite number. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So it shall be, so it also shall be with this wicked generation. Moral of the story, if you refuse Jesus Christ, your last state is going to be worse than your first. And isn't that the understatement of the year? Because if you refuse Jesus Christ, all is lost. You're separated from God, separated from your family, and you'll end up in the lake of fire for all eternity. So Jesus is saying that right now, perhaps, number one, he's cleaned house for you. On my Sirius XM, I always got Channel 7 on, song from the 70s. Here's one that's Johnny Rivers. That says, I can see clearly now, the demon's gone. I can see no obstacles in my way.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Skies, everything breathing, praising God. In the company of all who love the King, I will dance, I will sing. It could be heaven.